peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the lesson for this evening, Deuteronomy 8, verses 2, 3, and 5, "And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but that man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you." For the second year in a row, we find ourselves celebrating our National Day of Thanksgiving amid a pandemic, which, despite many encouraging developments, still refuses to go away. Our nation and the world continue to be plagued. And for that reason, the petition prayed every Sunday in the general prayer of the church, "Have mercy upon the infirmities of all people, take away disease," is no empty form, but a cry from the heart to the Lord, whose tender mercies are over all his works. The words of the lesson, which was read just a few moments ago, are words spoken by Moses to the people of Israel at the end of their 40 years wandering in the wilderness, after their exodus from slavery in Egypt, just before their entrance into the promised land. That 40 years wandering is most certainly not a walk in the park, but a time of daunting difficulties which tested their faith in the goodness of the Lord, humbled them, and taught them the hard lesson that we human beings do not live by bread alone, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Moses tells them that in all this trouble, the Lord was disciplining them in the same way that a father disciplines his child. We all know that a child who's never been disciplined will almost certainly grow up to be a very undisciplined, even uncontrollable person, perhaps even a criminal. And the sad truth is that we see evidence of that every single day. Well, you and I have not been wandering in a wilderness for 40 years, but I suspect that we often do have a sense of living in a kind of wilderness of sickness and death, in a country and in a world which seem to be coming apart at the seams. In the face of all that, we can find wonderful comfort and hope in words which the prophet Jeremiah spoke following the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians, the carrying away into captivity of its people. And these are the words of Jeremiah: "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men." He does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. It is, of course, a mystery hidden in God why he permits affliction. St. Paul cries out in his letter to the Romans, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." We simply don't know why God permits certain evils. But we do know that through the evils that beset us, he is disciplining us, he is humbling us, he is calling us to repentance. And the question is that call being heard? Is it being heard? Well, whether it's heard or not, we still must join the psalmist in saying, "The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." We must join the prophet Habakkuk in saying, "Though the fig tree do not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." I think all of us know that our condition as Americans is in no way as desperate as the children of Israel wandering in the desert, nor as hopeless as those who had survived the capture of Jerusalem and were carried away to Babylon. Nor does our condition as Americans come anywhere close to the misery currently endured in so many parts of the world. For despite this pandemic, and despite all our very real troubles, I think, for example, of our bitter divisions and the apparently increasing violence in our land, we still remain in a real sense a favored, God-blessed people, not because of our own merits, but only through God's mercy. It may be a common sense kind of thing to say, but I need to say that we need to keep a sense of proportion. And if we do keep a sense of proportion and also number all the blessings we do in fact enjoy, our hearts will be filled with gratitude. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, especially his personal word, his only and eternal Son, the Word made flesh, through whom at great cost God has bestowed on us great mercy. And so we bless him for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for his matchless love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. I now want to conclude by inviting you to join me in prayer, using the words of a prayer that was written more than 100 years ago, toward the end of the 19th century, and which brings before the throne of grace the needs of our nation and its people. Let us pray. Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of thy favor and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties, and fashion into one united people the multitudes brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. And do with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in thy name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to thy law, we may show forth thy praise among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in thee to fail, all which we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.